All right, guys, welcome to Breaking Rumors. Real news, real opinions. So it's my commute once again, and E3, day two. All right, let's talk about some of my thoughts and opinions on that. So Sony had their press conference last night, and Nintendo really had their press conference, or their treehouse thing that I guess they're calling it. They had that today. So to touch a little bit on Nintendo, I guess the really big thing that people wanted to see most of was, you know, Legend of Zelda stuff. And we did. We got to see a new trailer, some gameplay footage of that, and it does. It looks pretty amazing, beautiful. It looks like it has some new features and maybe some different things that will be... give us some a little bit new flavor with Legend of Zelda, so that's kind of fun. And so it's going to be awesome. And then, of course, with Nintendo, the other big thing that they showed constantly was Pokemon. Lots of Pokemon stuff. But people are into that. You know, I've played some Pokemon games. I've enjoyed them. My kids like the Pokemon games. So, you know, I can get behind that. That's cool. So, but now the Sony press conference... I didn't get to watch that live, but I did, you know, of course, watch it after the fact. And, of course, okay, Sony just presented themselves, I think, way better than Xbox did. And not, you know, because I'm a Sony fanboy or anything like that. I don't even own a PlayStation 4, although I'd love one. But, like, they opened up their show with a live orchestra and live choir and singing this epic music, and it was just really cool. And the music, which was essentially the music that led into their first trailer and gameplay of their conference, which was the new God of War game, and people kind of like lost their minds when they showed it, and they're just like, oh, God of War. So It was really cool gameplay footage. It looks like it's going to focus on Kratos' son, I guess. I'm not too familiar with the God of War game, so you're going to have to forgive me if I don't know the lore that much. But the game did look cool. But it did look rated M like the rest of them are, and so I won't be playing that. But cool game, looks pretty sweet. The one big thing that I got out of the Sony press conference that I just really want to play because it looks, to me, it looks amazing was Horizon Zero Dawn. That game just, I love the look of it, the feel of it, and just the concept of it. And, like, it's very intriguing, too. Like, you know, the main character fights this robot that no one has seen before, and someone else referred to it as a demon, and that robot's corrupting other robots, and it was pretty cool. And then she's like, what is this? And, you know, it was like ancient, and now, you know, you're kind of like, oh, maybe that's what leads her on her quest to leave her tribe to get answers, because she wants, you know, her curiosity obviously gets the better of her, or something like that. So really cool, but it's only a PlayStation 4 exclusive, and so it's just like, come on, I can't play that, I don't have a PlayStation 4, and now all of you guys are like, well, you should buy one, Barry, and I'm just like, yeah, but that's just another system to have to, you know, have to buy stuff for, and I don't know if I can bring myself to do that. I can just hope and pray that, some of those games that are exclusive to PlayStation 4 will eventually decide, maybe a couple years down the line or whatever, that they will bring it to PC. Of course, because I'd really like to play Uncharted 4 as well, because I just love that series. You know, I played all 1, 2, and 3. I want to play 4, but I can't. And then I want to play Horizon Zero Dawn, because it looks awesome. They also had some, you know, some other games that looked pretty intense. Of course, a new Call of Duty game. Detroit human, like, android game thing. I can't remember the title of it off my head right now. But that looked really interesting. It was kind of like, endless possibilities of scenarios happening where it could go good, bad, medium, and so I like that concept. Like, you all dependent on the choices you make, and so it's a that'll be an interesting game. But it looked like it was going to be pretty intense. I mean, they dropped the F-bomb like twice in that trailer, and so I'm like, come on, guys, really? I may be, I guess, old-fashioned in that sense, but you don't need that stuff, in my opinion. I know a couple of my brothers from the Closet Geek would disagree with me, but we can agree to disagree. But it still looked good, though. And then they showed some VR stuff, like a Batman game, an X-Wing game, it's like X-Wing, like Wing Commander. But you're in the cockpit, and that's the VR experience. I thought it was interesting, though, that Xbox showed their VR experience of Star Trek, and then Sony that night shows their VR experience of Star Wars. And so I find that very interesting, because that's going to be, like, just for those systems. I don't know. It would be interesting. But VR, guys, it's going to be big. Am I going to buy a VR headset that's going to be available for everybody in October? No, I'm not. But that's another $400 that I don't have to spend and that I don't necessarily want to spend. I'll just be happy playing on my PC, where I will be happy. But, guys, the one thing that I learned from watching E3 stuff and trailers to all these cool games and everything else is there is too much demand for my eyeballs, people. Like, I can't play all these games. Like, I'm not a teenager anymore that can just play any amount of time that I want. I have a full-time job. I have a family. I have, the podcast studio that I'm running that I do for you guys because I love you. But I don't have that time to designate to 10 different games at a time. Like, now when I boot up and I have time to play a game, I'm like, well, do I play Overwatch, which I absolutely love, or do I play Heroes of the Storm, which I love? Do I play Rocket League? I like that one too. Or do I play Banner Saga 2, which I just was recently gifted to me? Or I have Transistor that I still on my game list that I haven't played, and all this stuff. And there's and then there's Duelist, which is another game that my brother talked about on the Closet Geek. God, there's so much going on. It's just you can't keep up with it. You have to pick and choose the games you want to play. Now, the thing is like every once in a while I do want to have a story experience. And yes, there is a lore and story involved with Overwatch, but it's not a story mode game that you play like a role-playing game or something like that. That's why I really enjoyed the first Banner Saga. I have the second one now, and the story is just really cool. I like that. Or, that's why I loved the Uncharted games, because of the story. And Horizon Zero Dawn that's coming out looks like it's going to be an awesome story, and I would love to play that. And I love action game, the action platformer games, action adventure games. But it's just like, one, I don't have the time. And then another thing is that it's like, you're shouting out $60 for each game if you're going to get it when it's new. And then even when it's not new and a couple years pass by, it's still probably going to be $30 or $40. That's a lot of money. Not that I don't think the games aren't worth it, because there's so much that goes into making games, and those people are amazing that do it, and they do deserve to have that happen, but I just don't have the money for it, guys, and I don't have the time. If you have a solution to time management and money on how the games you play, let me know, or let me know what games that you dedicate your time to. I'd be really interested to see your choices of gameplay. Right now, my number one is Overwatch. And then number two would probably be Heroes of the Storm for me. So what are your number one and two choices for your game choices? I'd like to know. All right, guys, my commute's over. That means the show is over. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.